This is a David Strauss, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties, with your K-State Research and Extension Report. A good way to bring birds up close to your home is to feed them. The type of birds you attract will depend on the type of feed you put out, the type of feeder you use, and the location of the feeder and feed. There are several different types of feeders. The most common are platform feeders, tube feeders, suet feeders, and hanging feeders. There are also variations and combinations of these feeders. Choose a ground level platform feeder or a raised platform feeder. Choose a high or low hanging feeder. Location, high or low, as well as surrounding cover, seems to have as much to do with usage of the feeders by birds as does the type of feeder. Water is another important consideration in backyard habitats. In the winter, sources of open water may be scarce. A bird bath with a bird bath heater may attract as many birds as the feed in your feeders. Locate the bird bath where it will be convenient to fill and close enough to plug into an electrical outlet. Don't be fooled by the occasional day or two of warm weather we have been having in southeast Kansas recently. It really is winter in Kansas, and the weather forecast is predicting it to get colder over the weekend. Many bird watchers may be thinking birds have survived the most bitter parts of the season, but Kansas State University horticulture expert Ward Upham urges backyard enthusiasts to keep helping their feathered friends get through the next several weeks. Severe winter weather is not only hard on people, but can be a life and death struggle for birds, Upham said. Though birds require water and shelter, food is often the resource most lacking during cold weather. Upham noted that many bird food mixes are available depending on what species folks are most interested in attracting to their backyard. However, there is one type of seed that has more universal appeal than any other, black oil sunflower seeds, Upham said. If you are new to the bird feeding game, make sure there is a high percentage of this seed in your mix. White millet is also preferred by many birds, especially dark-eyed juncos, sparrows, and red-winged blackbird. Many sparrow species prefer white and red millet as well. As you become more interested in bird feeding, you may want to use more than one feeder to attract specific species of birds, Upham said. He added that extended cold periods can also make water unavailable, and again to consider providing a heated bird bath if available. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been Adavin Strauss with your K-State Research and Extension Report.